This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile tests. The launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. North Korea's foreign ministry condemned Washington for repositioning the USS Ronald Reagan in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, saying it was a serious threat to the stability of the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday told his government to take control of Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. But the head of Ukraine's nuclear power company says he will step in and run the facility. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Despite Russia's attempts to take over the operations of the Zaporizhia facility, Petro Khotin, head of the Energoatom agency, announced Wednesday he will be running the plant from the capital, Kyiv. The plant is currently occupied by Russian troops but operated by Ukrainian staffers. Reporting from Kyiv, Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine Wednesday that Khotin sounded a reassuring note in his remarks. She said he noted that
Ukrainian energy workers continue to keep a nuclear power plant operating in Ukraine according to Ukrainian legislation and making sure that Ukraine and Europe are safe.
Energoatom released a statement calling Putin's attempt to take over the plant worthless. Fighting close to the complex has sparked fears of radiation leaks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Sydney is set to record its wettest year in 164 years as authorities brace for major floods in Australia's east, with more heavy downpours expected to fall over the next 3 days. This is VOA News. Official data showed Sydney had received rainfall just shy of the record set in 1950. Australia's east coast has been in the grip of a multi-year rain event due to the La Nina weather phenomenon typically associated with increased rainfall that has caused floods in Sydney's suburbs 3 times in the past 2 years and forced tens of thousands to flee their homes. U.S. President Joe Biden has surveyed Hurricane Ian's devastation in Florida and vows the government will help a long rebuilding effort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
First from Marine One.
You can see a whole hell of a lot of the damage from the air.
And then on the ground in Fort Myers, the president saw ruined homes, debris, a boat that had been flipped into a cafe. Damage, he says, may take years of recovery.
We're not leaving until this gets done. I promise you that.
The president walked alongside a potential 2024 White House foe, Governor Ron DeSantis. Both said they're putting aside political differences for now.
Mr. President, welcome to Florida. We appreciate working together across various levels of government.
Today, we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of Hungarian students, teachers, and parents blocked a bridge in Budapest near Parliament on Wednesday in support of teachers fighting for higher wages and teachers sacked for protesting. Teachers have launched an I Want to Teach campaign and call for civil disobedience to demand higher wages, a solution to a deepening shortage of teachers, and the right to strike. Protesters carrying banners filled a Budapest bridge, blocking traffic after trade unions had called a nationwide teacher strike for Wednesday. Recapping our top story, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan. The move followed joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile tests. The launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. North Korea's foreign ministry condemned Washington for repositioning the USS Ronald Reagan in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, saying it was a serious threat to the stability of the situation. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. You can also download an app we have. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.